So you may close your eyes and just be in a comfortable position. And before you start to meditate, be aware of what's happening within you. How do you feel? Not to analyze, but just to be aware what's happening within you. If you feel at ease, if you feel not at ease, a little bit sleepy or wakeful, just be there for what is presenting itself in this instant. How does life manifest in this instant, for you? To feel it, to experience it, not to judge it, to analyze it. Just to be here with life. Today we are not going to meditate, to start to meditate. We are just going to be aware of what's happening. Every instant. So being aware how we feel. Also aware that we are not abstract phenomena, we are not character in a fiction, we are real beings, so we exist also in a concrete way. How do we know that? Can we feel it? Feel the way that we exist in a concrete way? Being aware of the body's presence. Don't need to look at it, not to observe it, but just to feel it. We are also the body's presence. Not something we are separated from. Okay, not to analyze, not to improve anything, but just to experience. How does it feel to be a body of presence? How does it feel? It's quite amazing to be aware of the body's presence. Is our way of being present also. And if we like, we may feel more specific area like the abdomen. Feeling the variation of sensation. But maybe feeling also what's happening in the back. Existing in three dimensions, not observing only in two dimensions. Trying to observe the abdomen, but to feel the abdomen and maybe what's happening in the lower back. Just to feel. Or in your chest, if you like. or for some people to be aware of the in-breath and out-breath, if they are long or short. Not to force anything, just to feel. So in a relaxed way, we don't need to force anything. We don't need to force the way we are breathing to feel it more. With gentleness, sensitivity. Be aware of your attitude in your meditation. Do you want something else? Or can you just explore what's happening now? Now you want something else. Just be aware. Or if you want to get rid of something that's happening right now. So be aware if you are open in your meditation just to experience. Or if you are not open to experience. Sometimes there may be boredom, there is boredom, but there may be boredom and also a light feeling of breathing. There may be boredom and also the expense of hearing. Not trying to convince myself that I should not be bored if there is boredom sometimes. But what is the sounds surrounding this experience that I can hear? Like a soundtrack in a movie, but here, in my experience, what is also hearing happening? For some people also it may be skillful to feel their hands on their knees and their arms. Not so much clinging to the image of hands and arms, but really how does it feel? What is the weight of their arms and hand? Are they heavy or light? My questions are just suggestions to make you feel. You don't need to go on with questioning and questioning, but feeling, experiencing. If there are images or thoughts arising in your meditation, be aware. Do they refer to the past or to the future? Just recognize them. They are not a mistake of human behavior. They are a richness. But we don't need them sometimes. We don't want to always have to see life through past and future and imagination. That's okay. Just recognize them, or that's memory, or that's anticipation of the future. Those thoughts are arising right now. Now there's memories arising, now anticipation. And then connect with the presence of the body. Not as a rejection of imagination and thought, just because it's much clearer to be connected with the presence of the body. be aware of what's happening right now. We cannot find the meditation outside of what's happening in the present. We can be confused about what's happening in the present. We try to be aware, but we cannot find meditation outside of what's happening in the present experience. Recognize the thought for what they are, imagination for what it is, that's fine. And then connect with the presence of the body, because it is easier. Or with hearing, if you like. Not so much trying to know the source of the sound, but to experience the richness of hearing. Within you. In a relaxed way. Not fighting with what's happening in the instant. Sometimes the position is painful. Be aware of the sensation. Whatever it is painful, is it burning, heavy, or whatever? And then when you want, you decide to change position and feel what's happening. Maybe the going away of the disappearance of the painful sensations. Something that may be experienced as pleasure. Be aware of that and then just stay with that, without moving, without rigidity. But when it is painful or too painful, then decide to move and shift your position. Sometimes we try to meditate every instant for 45 minutes, and this is a little bit much. So the first part of our sitting has gone, so we don't have it, and what is maybe remaining is not yet here. So we always only have this instant. So we cannot sit for 45 minutes. We only are here for one instant. And when we constantly try to figure out where we are in those 45 minutes, we keep a concept of our sitting that is veiling our experience. What was before is gone, is not here, we cannot experience it. The future also is not here, we cannot experience it. So we always only sit for one instant. And to try to hold everything together, the 45 minutes, can make it heavier and tiring, a burden. So let go of what was past, don't cling what is in the future, just experience what's happening now. Now there is time for walking meditation, but before I would like to explore something with you. Can you move your hand from left to right and feel what's happening? So just a small movement and feel. You don't need to look at it, just feel it. From left to right, right to left. You may rest your hand. And now make this movement in the past. So try to make this movement in the past. Try to make this movement in the future. So you see, we're exploring something very simple, just a simple movement. When we are walking, it's the same. We can't walk for 45 minutes. We only just walk every instant, and the last step have gone. The future step are not here anymore. So we are just exploring what's happening every instant. It's not that we have a program that we need to fulfill. I'm going up to there, like this program is already here. It exists already, I need to fulfill. And what if I were to stop in the middle? Something will be in accomplished. So try to be aware of this way that you don't cling to what is gone and don't cling to what is not yet here. So that every instant you are just exploring what's happening in the step that you are taking and just in the way that you are experiencing. At time you can stop if you like. It's not that you need to walk so many times. You can stop and just listen, maybe. Many beautiful sounds here. You just stop and listen, and that's fine. So bring life to your walking meditation. And if you are bored, sometimes it's happened, be bored. But just for one instant, not for 45 minutes. Because it's not possible to be bored for 45 minutes. We don't have. Just for one instant. That is enough. So being bored for one instant is not dramatic. So just explore that. Don't cling to the notion of duration. So now it's time for walking meditation.